This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock. I've got two things I need to say about Facebook right now. Facebook may be doing what Instagram looks like they're doing. And we talked about it on the show a week or two ago. They may be eliminating the likes that people can see. You know, when you click on like when someone makes a Facebook post, you can see how many other people have liked it. They're testing out making that go away.
And again, it's not making the like, not making that action go away. It's the visibility. So that snowflakes don't get their feelings hurt by comparing how many likes they didn't get
evidently
to someone else.
It hurts people's self-esteem if they put something on Facebook and it doesn't get that many likes. And so Facebook is trying out. You'll still be able to like something, but
sure. But
everybody won't be able to see how many likes that particular post got. I believe only the person who posted it, maybe,
right,
and that's it. Not all of their friends,
right? Which makes the whole thing useless.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
And they're testing it out. I don't know if they're going to keep it or not keep it. But isn't that something? How I evidently some people they fall apart if they put something on Facebook and it doesn't get a lot of likes.
Yes.
Wow, that's the one thing I wanted to mention. Facebook is testing that out right now. Today, Facebook launches their dating service.
Oh, God, please no.
In the United States.
Oh, boy.
They have launched this in other countries, but they may be getting away from likes and trading that in for love. Facebook said that its matchmaking service, it's simply one word, it's called dating, is finally launching in the United States today. More than a year after they first announced it.
Why don't they call it stay in your own lane? That's what I call it.
Well, I think they want to be in multiple lanes.
Well, they want to be every lane.
Yeah,
they want to be the big fat vehicle that takes up every single lane. I mean, they have marketplace. They have, they've long, for a long time have had ads, but now they have, they're trying to be, eBay and Craigslist by having marketplace, and there are advantages to that and good and bad about it. Dating on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, starting today, the United States is now the 20th country to have access to dating. Facebook dating. That feature allows anyone with a Facebook account who is 18 or older to set up a dating profile from within the Facebook mobile app.
Okay.
Facebook's decision to move into the dating space may strike Brewster and others as brazen, but for more than a year, the social media company has come under fire for its data privacy practices.
I appreciate them mentioning me in that story.
But now they think they can deal with this and not have to deal with the other problems and issues.
Right. It's okay to have animal torture videos on Facebook, but boy, I sure hope they don't have anything untoward as far as dating goes. Gee, all you need is a Facebook account, and they're still, despite the fact that they have tried to clean up fake accounts, there's still millions of fake accounts out there.
And they say that they're not going to share information like, again, they've had issues with in the past. But we'll see. Evidently, they're going to have some sort of secret crush feature.
My God. You mean...
Well, you always were able to... You used to be able to poke someone.
Oh, you can still poke.
Can
it's
still
just...
Poke.
It's
a different type, I guess.
Yeah, it's there, but it's veiled. it's a veiled poke.
I guess you'll, if you like someone on Facebook, you'll be able to send them a secret crush kind of thing, and then they'll be able to let you know if they feel the same.
Right.
But isn't this going to hurt people's feelings as well, much like not getting enough likes on a post? Isn't this going to hurt people's feelings if they send secret crushes to different people, but nobody else sends a secret crush back to them?
That's not staying in your lane. That's swerving across every lane. Like a train wreck.
So you don't think this is going to work?
I don't think anything about Facebook works. I think it's a failed, I think it's a failed experiment. But it has grown out of control. What are you going to do? Shut it down? It's a cash cow.
I don't think it's proper to call Facebook a failed experiment. The company is worth several billion dollars.
It's a sociologically failed experiment. I'll put it that way. It's a capitalist's dream. Don't miss my message there. I think it does far more harm than good. Away from Wall Street.
Speaking of Facebook, in a recent interview, one of the senators from the state of Oregon, Ron Wyden, said Mark Zuckerberg, the chief of Facebook, should go to prison. After Zuckerberg read that interview, he put Wyden in Facebook jail. So I guess he beat him to his punch. Evidently, that senator from Oregon kind of feels like you do about Facebook. Well, he says Mark Zuckerberg should be in prison. It's probably for sharing people's private information and things like that.
Things like that.
On Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7. New Orleans' only classic rock. The John Osterlin Morning Show is brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans and Lamarck Ford. So yesterday on the show, we told you and we posted the video of a McDonald's employee here in New Orleans at the McDonald's on Canal Street, there on the edge of the French Quarter, attacking a customer. Happened a few nights ago. And a lot of people around here have been talking about that.
Some are calling it McAltercation. That's right.
And by the way, if you haven't seen the video, it's on our website at bayou957.com. Well, our friends over at Channel 4, WWL Television, they found the guy. They found both participants. They found the customer who was attacked, and they found the employee at McDonald's who, as of yesterday's news, still had a job at that particular McDonald's on Canal Street.
Right. No action has been taken. No charges have been filed by NOPD. Everything's still under investigation. NOPD investigating it, and that McDonald's franchisee looking into it as well.
Yeah, the McDonald's franchisee said they're looking into everything, and then they'll do what's best. That's what they said. But I could tell the guy that was attacked, I could tell you two things. A, he's a tourist. Well, I could tell you three things. He's a tourist, A. B, when he talked to Channel 4, the local media here, he didn't want his name identified, and right, he didn't want his face on camera. And C, he is lawyering up, and he is going after the Golden Arches for a lot of money. He is going to go after them big time.
That's a bit of speculation on your part.
No, I saw his interview yesterday with Channel 4. That's what I got out of it.
Well, I've got audio here, and he doesn't.
Well, the last thing he said, I'm calling my lawyer.
Well, you can extrapolate the rest of it. They did. He spoke with Channel 4 exclusively. They did honor his wish to not show his face and not identify him by name. You want to hear a little bit of that?
Yeah, because he's demanding criminal charges.
Starts out with a woman who I assume would be his wife.
I just reached over and hit him. I said, hold up, I think you're on the TV.
Food's cold. I'm a big boy. I'm bigger than he is, but I didn't fight back. It was embarrassing, and everybody had to see it. Not on the back of my head. I've lost my voice on account of it. She brought me back cold French fries. Who likes cold McDonald's French fries? Nobody. If I could make sense of it, I'd tell you, but I don't have a clue.
Exactly.
The customer's always right, even if he's wrong. I like to see that guy in jail. And my lawyer will take care of the rest.
Hoo-ah. My lawyer will take care of the rest. That guy, for getting cold French fries, is now and getting attacked by the McDonald's employee. He's going to go after him.
Right. Did we mention he's not... four things. He's not from here. No, I think we covered that.
Mm. He's a tourist. So, now we'll see what happens. And evidently, he had no idea that a bunch of people in New Orleans, like this radio show and others, were talking about it until he saw it. He had the local news on in his hotel room.
Correct. As I would assume that's his wife. His
yes.
female companion says, looked up and, hey, you're on the TV.
I think it was his. And then that's when he said, boy, a lot of people are talking about it. Let me call my lawyer.
Mm.
And so he said that... evidently, he got some cold French fries.
And as he said, no one likes cold McDonald's French fries. That's one of the best things at McDonald's would be their fries.
Well, I think most.
I think everyone says that.
Yeah, most people prefer them hot, but I don't. Sure, you don't want to get cold French fries. And if you get an order of cold French fries, you should be able to go back to the counter and say, "Hey, can I exchange these cold French fries for some hot French fries, some warm French fries, because I just ordered and got these." And evidently, I don't know if that's exactly what that tourist said to that McDonald's employee, but it set that McDonald's employee off. Maybe, how dare you complain about my French fries?
As the customer explained or alluded to, he did have a bit of an attitude. He, the customer, did have a bit of an attitude when he... make it five things. Who comes here from out of town and goes to McDonald's on Canal Street?
I know. That guy.
That's number five.
That guy. It's just, so does it shock you that he's calling a lawyer and trying to get as much money out of McDonald's as possible? I mean, I don't know if these people are going to be eating at Commander's Palace, or I don't know if they're going to be eating at some of the other great restaurants around the city of New Orleans. He comes here and goes to McDonald's. The kid gets attacked when he gets cold. Well, maybe he heard... Hey, I heard all the restaurants in New Orleans are really good, and that includes the McDonald's. So I was shocked when I went to the McDonald's right on Canal Street that McDonald's served me up some cold spuds. Well, like we said when we started talking about this, McDonald's were contacted, and they said they're looking into all the aspects of this, and then they're going to do what they deem is appropriate, what's best for their restaurant and best for the New Orleans community, because we can't have employees going after customers if they're just complaining about cold French fries or whatever the problem with the order was. And you know, I've got some friends who work in retail, and I've worked in retail for a little while. Basically, working in retail is hell.
It's all.
You worked in
awful.
Retail for a
we,
while.
We talked about that. We talked about Virgin Megastore. I worked there for about a couple months. It's just awful.
Just having to deal with the general public day in, day out, every hour of every day that you work.
There are some people who are outgoing and crave they used to be called people persons. He's a people person. She's a people person. They're outgoing people who crave just contact with the general public, with strangers in general. And then there's me.
Mm. And there are some people. Now, look, I don't know exactly. All we saw was the video. And of course, it's wrong for any fast food worker to attack a customer. We don't know exactly what that tourist said to that fast food worker.
And I think
maybe he's the type of guy, because there are people out there who maybe they walk into places looking for lawsuits. Maybe he said something to the guy that we don't know about that then led the guy to attack him.
Well, I think that is the one takeaway from this audio today, obtained exclusively by Channel 4, is that the customer at this point says that he had a bit of an attitude. I would not have expected that to be divulged at this time yesterday when we first learned about this.
No, and you know, again, all we can see in the video is the end. All we could see is the McDonald's employee getting physical with the customer. But you know, after I heard the tourist talk, and he doesn't want anything known about him, because maybe he has a history. I'm speculating, but maybe he has a history. And the fact that he ends that interview saying, "I'm calling my lawyer." I mean, and Brewster made a great point. Who comes to New Orleans and goes to McDonald's? You're a tourist. Maybe it's just a meal on the run in between big meals at Antoine's, Galatoire's, or Commander's Palace. Maybe he's, I don't know, though. What if they look into this tourist and they find out he has a history of suing places?
Well,
maybe he said something.
That's deep speculation.
Maybe he called the guy a name, the McDonald's worker.
Well, like I said yesterday, there's more to this than meets the blurred out eye.
Well,
in this case,
any new details or information we get on this story, which was a follow up to the story we did yesterday, we will bring it to you. And if you weren't listening yesterday and you haven't seen the video of the encounter between that tourist who's now lawyering up and the McDonald's employee, you can go watch it on our website at bayou957.com. Coming up, Drew Brees.
Another update.
We have an update on a story we did yesterday about the Saints quarterback, but it has nothing to do with him playing football. There were a bunch of people who were upset that he ended up teaming up with what many are calling a hate group to promote the Bible. And there's even some local media people around here who said Drew Brees should have known better than to hook up with that group to do the promo to bring your Bible to school day. We're talking about the kids.
Number 9 responds.
Yeah, that's coming up here on the show on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. In Basalt, Colorado, a 26-year-old female choir teacher has been arrested for doing sex with a male student. I'm not excusing the teacher, but from what I hear, this kid is no choir boy. Coming up next on the show, this Drew Brees story, it's one of the lead stories this morning, nationally, how he has teamed up with an anti-LGBTQ group to promote the Bible. And Drew Brees had to come out yesterday and say, "Slow down here. I'm not anti." We'll explain coming up on Bayou 95.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. Yesterday on the show, we were telling you about how a bunch of people were not happy with Saints quarterback Drew Brees, because Drew Brees teamed up with, according to them, and again, I saw this with some of my friends on Facebook. They said, "Boy, I love Drew Brees as the quarterback of the Saints, but how could he team up with this anti-LGBT group? It's not cool." As a matter of fact, this morning, one of the headlines of the USA Today, the national publication, it says Drew Brees teamed up with anti-LGBT group. This morning, in a story in one of our local publications, the New Orleans Advocate, NOLA.com, Stephanie Grace, who writes for them, She says that Drew Brees should have known better than to associate in any way with the anti-LGBT group. And he did a promo.
He did
to promote something called Bring Your Bible to School Day for Kids.
Right. It's something that's coming up. He did a public service announcement. Bring Your Bible to School Day is coming up in October. And he did this under the auspices, although the video that we saw, and we're going to play the audio here again that we played yesterday in case you missed it, it doesn't mention the group, which is Focus on the Family, or Focus on the Family.
That's the group, Focus on the Family.
And they have famously supported anti-same-sex marriage legislation, the propositions in California most notably, and their for some, their claim to fame would be one of their calling cards would be their anti I don't know about anti-LGBTQ, but especially anti-same-sex marriage.
Well, and like I said on the show yesterday, it doesn't matter how you feel about same-sex marriage, which side of that debate you're on. You can't call people whose beliefs are based in Christianity, who are very religious people, and they happen to believe that marriage should be between one man and one woman, you can't call them anti-LGBTQ. They have an opinion, whether it's the owners of Chick-fil-A, whether it's the group Focus on the Family.
Whether it's Hobby Lobby.
Whether it's Hobby Lobby. Look, you can disagree with someone and not hate them. Didn't Dave Chappelle just have a...
I haven't seen it yet. Don't spoil it.
But
don't
didn't he just have a Netflix special? And one of the things he was saying, look, just because you disagree with some people politically, doesn't mean you hate them. And the way I said this yesterday was, look, personally, do I care if gay people get married? No, let gay people get married. Straight people in this country have messed up marriage for forever. I don't care if gay people get married, but you know what? If you happen to have the opinion that you think marriage should be between one man and one woman, that's your opinion. And this is America. You're allowed to have that opinion. That's not anti-LGBTQ. That's people who happen to have an opinion, and it's based in Christianity.
So if you missed it yesterday, here is, and it's very short, here is the Drew Brees public service announcement for Bring Your Bible to School Day.
Hey guys, Drew Brees here. One of my favorite verses in the Bible is 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we live by faith, not by sight. So I want to encourage you to live out your faith on Bring Your Bible to School Day and share God's love with friends. You're not alone.
Seems harmless enough.
Yeah, hey, got a kid, got a Bible, put those two together and bring your Bible to school day. But when people found
then
out...
Literally all hell broke loose.
When people found out that he joined, the Focus of the Family was behind that message.
Right. He didn't join anything. He recorded that, and that's an end of it. I mean, people connect the dots the way they choose so to do.
And because Focus on the Family believes marriage should be between one man and one woman.
Therefore, there are some people whose logic is A plus B squared equals C to the whatever. And I don't necessarily think that that follows.
Well, Focus of the Family, according to a little bit of research that I've done, supports conversion therapy, and that's fraudulent. We talked about that yesterday.
Yes, we did.
Some guy who for over 20 years was a conversion therapist, who for over 20 years was trying to convert gay people to be straight.
He accidentally converted himself to be...
He came out as gay! Also, the group Focus on the Family doesn't want same-sex couples to be together, and they don't want them to be able to adopt children. So, the fact that focus on the family's name was even around Drew Brees making that announcement, that promo for bringing your Bible to school day for your children. Boy, that got a lot of people upset. How dare Drew Brees, you know, be associated in any way with an anti-LGBT group? And a lot of people said he should have known better. Right. Well, when that news got to Drew Brees, yesterday he made an announcement trying to tell you how he feels about what people are saying about him.
And if you haven't heard it, it's quite long.
Hello, everyone. There's been a lot of negativity spread about me in the LGBTQ community recently, based upon a article that someone wrote with a very negative headline that I think led people to believe that somehow I was aligned with an organization that was anti-LGBTQ and so on and so forth. I'd like to set the record straight. I live by two very simple Christian fundamentals, and that is love the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. I think the first one is very self-explanatory. The second one, love your neighbor as yourself. What does that mean to me? That means love all, respect all, and accept all. So that is actually how I live my life. That is what I try to do with my family, with my teammates, with people in my community, with my friends, all people, no matter your race, your color, your religious preference, your sexual orientation, your political beliefs, it doesn't matter. So the fact that these rumors have been spread about me are completely untrue. What I did was I filmed a video recently that was encouraging kids to bring their Bibles to school for National Bring Your Bible to School Day. To bring your Bibles to school, to be able to live out your faith with confidence, and I even gave one of my favorite Bible verses. It was as simple as that. So I'm not sure why the negativity spread or why people tried to rope me into certain negativity. I do not support any groups that discriminate or that have their own agendas that are trying to promote inequality. Okay? So hopefully that has set the record straight and we can all move on, because that's not what I stand for. Have a great day.
And it's actual Bring Your Own Bible to School Day. That would be BYOB to School Day.
Mm. I thought it was Bring Your Old Bible. Own Bible?
It's the National Bring Your Bible to School Day. So there you go. Now there are still people. Again, Stephanie Grace this morning wrote in the New Orleans Advocate, NOLA.com, that Drew Brees should have known better to even associate himself with such a anti-LGBTQ group, with hateful people.
Right.
Because they have an opinion.
What we have entered into here in America in 2019, and listening to Drew Brees' rebuttal, if you want to call it that, to this, we have entered a period where guilt by association receives the automatic death penalty. And I don't mean death as in, but I mean, that's it. There are, like your friends that you mentioned, they see that, they see Drew Brees, they see, they connect the dots of association with him to XYZ Foundation or whatever it is, and boom, all of a sudden Drew Brees is dead to them.
Yeah.
Guilt by association has become punishable by death.
And you can blame social media for much of that, because now a bunch of people just sitting on their couches or wherever they are, they could just hit buttons and they get together as groups, and it's like they walk around with torches and baseball bats, and they go after people who don't agree with them.
And you told me earlier this morning that Facebook was not a failed experiment.
Well,
it makes money, but that's it.
The John Osterlin Morning Show, brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans, and Lamarck Ford. If you have a comment on this, I mean, look, we can be able to agree to disagree, right, without calling people haters and without going after them. Text us at 504-260-9595. Keep them short and sweet, and we'd like to hear your opinion on the whole, should Drew Brees have known better to get involved with the group that's telling you to tell your kid to bring their Bible to school day.
Yes. Standard data and message rates apply. Yes, please keep them very short. One line if possible.
Here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock. So tomorrow and Sunday, It's the big Hoot At Rally and Music Festival. It's our big pep rally as we're kicking off the football season. And it's at LaSalle Park in Metairie. All kinds of bands playing. You got Cowboy Mouth, the Top Cats, the Producers, Supercharger. You know, that's outside. You know, inside, they're going to have the Guess Who, Blood, Sweat, and Tears inside at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. But I'm excited to go tomorrow and Sunday to the Hoot At Rally and Music Festival outside at LaSalle Park during the day. And on Sunday, we're encouraging you to dress like a blind referee. And if we see you, we're going to be giving out prizes. We got stuff to give out. That's how I'm dressing on Sunday. But I'm excited to go both tomorrow and Sunday to the Hoot At Rally and Music Festival. This is going to be a lot of fun. And if you want more details to find out times and everything else, go to our website at Bayou957.com. That's going to be fun this coming weekend.
Coming up, right reaction to Drew Brees' rebuttal to his public service announcement that he made. We'll do that coming up.
Yeah, a lot of people getting on Drew Brees, and we look at today in history coming up next. We call the segment Why Today Doesn't Suck. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock. The John Osterlin Morning Show, brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans, and Lamarck Ford. Coming up next, in just a moment, more on the Drew Brees controversy. But right now, let's look at today in history, and we call the segment
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
September 6th. It was today in 1995.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
A record was set that'll never be broken in Major League Baseball as Baltimore Orioles shortstop Cal Ripken Jr. breaks the record for consecutive games played. He played 2,131 games in a row, never missed a start. He never was sick. I mean, it's incredible.
Well, that's not true. He most certainly was sick.
But
having lived in Baltimore for 4 years, I can tell you that he had sprains. He had hairline fractures. He most certainly was sick. He had the flu. He had this, that, and the other. But the guy still played.
That's what makes that record so incredible. And yep. It will never be broken. There are records out there that will never be broken, and that's one of them.
That's been almost 25 years ago.
It happened today in 1995.
That's unbelievable.
September 6th. It was today in 1901.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
United States President William McKinley is shot. And look, you think we have discourse now politically. You know, when you hear people say this is the most separated and this is the worst it's ever been when it comes to how people feel about the president and this and that. No, I mean, look, Abraham Lincoln got shot. And today in 1901, President William McKinley was shot.
This has been Presidential History with John Osterling. Oh. It was on this date, September 6th, 1965.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
The Stones began recording Get Off My Cloud at RCA Studios in Hollywood. I didn't know that. The song would reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100 single chart 2 months later. And then in 1980, September 6th.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
The same Stones, the Rolling Stones, peak at number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart with Emotional Rescue, which was their 19th top 10 single here in the States. On this date, wow, 30 years ago? Is that possible? September 6th, 1989.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Neil Young received the Video of the Year Award at the MTV Video Music Awards for something called This Note's for You, which was initially banned by MTV because it mentioned corporate sponsors. The show also featured performances by The Cult, The Rolling Stones, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, with Axl Rose and Def Leppard. It was on this date, September 6th, 1970.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Ain't There No More. Jimi Hendrix performed his final concert, appearing at the Love and Peace Festival in Germany. And on this date, September 6th, 1968.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Great guitar solo. George brought in Eric Clapton to play the solo on While My Guitar Gently Weeps, so George could play those haunting chords on acoustic guitar. And they did that 51 years ago today. Birthdays include Roger Waters of Pink Floyd, the visionary of Pink Floyd. Roger Waters turns 75 today. Other birthdays include Pippa Middleton. You're a big Pippa fan.
I do like Pippa.
Pippa is 36. Rosie Perez is 55. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is 57. And happy birthday to someone born right here in New Orleans. Charles Joseph Buddy Bolden, born on this date, September 6th. Going way back in 1877.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Some would refer to him and his very loud cornet playing. The difference between a cornet and the trumpet, which is larger, is you should be able to play much louder with a trumpet. Not Buddy Bolden. He could blow that cornet like nobody's business. And some would tell you he's the father of jazz.
Yeah, one of the fathers of jazz. And his house in Central City is falling apart. And they want to knock it down because it's an eyesore now, but there's a bunch of people that want to try to get together to save that house because Buddy Bolden's house, being such an important jazz figure, they want to keep that up. And finally, September 6th, it was today in 1997.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
About 2.5 billion people watched Princess Diana's funeral on television. 2.5 billion people around the globe tuned their television to watch the broadcast of that sad event.
Yeah, September 6th, that's the segment that we call
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about something we're following up on something we talked about yesterday on the show, how Drew Brees has been taking some heat for a PSA, a public service announcement, a promo he did telling people, hey, you should have your kid bring your Bible to school.
Bring your Bible to school day one day next month, and he was doing a public service announcement to support that.
And
wasn't his idea.
Seems like a decent idea, right? But the reason why a bunch of people, and this is what we talked about yesterday, that I saw some of my Facebook friends and others, and today there are more, have gotten down on Drew Brees for that is because the group that is really behind Bring Your Bible to School Day is a group called Focus on the Family, and they happen to believe that marriage should be between one man and one woman, and because of that, they're being called anti-LGBTQ.
And therefore, so is Drew Brees by many people.
Yeah, guilt by association.
Yep.
And so one of the headlines this morning in the USA Today is about Drew Brees teaming up with this quote-unquote hateful group. One of our local writers here in New Orleans, Stephanie Grace, she's a columnist for the New Orleans Advocate, NOLA.com. She says that Drew Brees should have known better than to get together with this group, Focus on the Family. And so Drew Brees yesterday had to make a statement saying that he's not anti anybody. All he was doing a promo. He thought it was a good idea to have your kid bring Bible to school. And and we were talking about that, and we asked if you wanted to text in. Please text us. We enjoy it. Keep them short and sweet at 504-260-9595. And a few people had a few things to say.
We've got a couple here responding. One of those says, is bringing your Bible to school. Try this again. Is bringing your Bible to school to talk religion a good idea in this day and age? I can already picture a shooting. See, that's just, I don't know if that person's trying to be funny Or another one says, American people are tired of stuff like this. That's why we have the president we have currently. Another text says, since this group is focused on the family, then those who criticize Drew must be anti-family. That's what their logic says. Another text says, according to the comments on Stephanie Grace's article, the public stands with Drew and not with her, quote, he should have known better, crap article, the words of the texter. Another says, I agree with Drew Brees. Maybe if more kids brought a Bible to school, there would be less mass shootings in America. Another says, John, keep up the history lessons. I like those obscure facts that you throw in there from the early 18 and 1900s. Don't worry about Brewster. He's an old fuddy-duddy. Thank you for that. And leave Drew Brees alone. He did nothing wrong.
Yeah, and again, Drew Brees.
And when we played his rebuttal, it's quite lengthy. It's almost 2 minutes. I don't believe we're going to play it again.
And he said the politically correct thing. Drew Brees isn't about anti-anybody.
Right.
And look, this is where we are in the year 2019, and you can blame social media for a lot of this. Guilt by association, whatever you want to call it. And one other thing, and this is what I want to stress the most. You know, just because you might disagree with how some people feel, whether it's the owners of Chick-fil-A, the restaurant, whether it's the group Focus on the Family, they believe that marriage should be between one man and one woman. Now, even if you disagree with that, you have to respect their right to their opinion. And look, it's okay to disagree with people. That doesn't mean that you hate them or you should hate them, or that doesn't mean that they're haters. That's the great thing about America. You know, we can agree to disagree. You don't have to agree with everything that people say. And just like if you happen to disagree with a few of people's opinions, doesn't mean that you have to hate them. Look, I loved my grandmother. But my grandmother, she's gone now, but she thought O.J. was innocent. And I remember dinner conversations, that Mark Furman, you know, they planted the glove. I'd be like, Grandma, are you crazy? The evidence leads from that one apartment a couple miles away from where the murder happened to O.J.'s house. How possibly could that happen? But I loved my grandmother. I just happened to disagree with her about how she felt about O.J. Simpson. Look, we all have opinions. And if you listen to this show, I mean, if you disagree with how I feel about something, that doesn't mean you should hate me. You should appreciate the fact that we all have different opinions.
Right.
And sometimes we're going to disagree.
That's right.
But that doesn't mean we have to hate each other.
That's right. It does mean that I'm an old fuddy-duddy, though.
Well,
I enjoy that.
And how do I feel when it comes to gay marriage? I really don't care. I'm a libertarian. That means more personal freedom. If the gays want to get married, fine. Who cares? Why shouldn't they have that same right that the rest of America, that straight people have? And boy, how many straight people have made a mockery of marriage by getting married time after time after time after time? Divorce, divorce, marry, divorce, divorce, marry. So whatever. That's how I feel. And Drew Brees now, you know, instead of talking about we're only a few days away from the Saints opening up a season in which many people believe not only they're the best team in the NFC, but they should be representing the NFC in the Super Bowl this year. And many people believe the Saints will be the Super Bowl champs this year. That's what we should be talking about. But Drew Brees has to go out and give a two-minute statement saying that, look, all I did was say there's a day coming up for your school kids, bring your Bible to school day. I think that's pretty cool. But now he's being linked to the anti-LGBT group, Focus on the Family, that is behind the Bring Your Bible to School Day. And being looked at, oh, you're anti-gay marriage, you're anti-this, you're anti-that. No, they just happen to have a belief, and that's their opinion, which they're allowed to have. You can agree to disagree, but boy, stop with the and social media, with the people getting together and clicking, and then getting this stuff in front of people's faces. But it got some of my Facebook friends upset. They were down on Drew Brees, and now you're seeing some other people as well.
Well, but you understand that it's not just the opinion of Focus on the Family; it's the activism that people take umbrage with. you understand that it's not, it's that they are putting, I'm sure they're putting substantial dollars behind, either through PACs or whatever it is, supporting the things that they're against. Even though that sounds like a sounds like an oxymoron. Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. Well, if Focus on the Family, they oppose same-sex marriage, and so they don't want them to be able to adopt children. They've supported conversion therapy, which is kind of crazy. And we talked about a conversion therapist on the show yesterday who was trying to convert gay people into straights. For the last 20 years, he just came out as gay.
But you understand what I'm saying, though. It's that people can't just say, well, Focus on the Family or Hobby Lobby or Chick-fil-A. I don't agree with them and just leave it at that. They look at these companies as big monoliths that have billions, millions of dollars behind them and are able to affect outcome of elections, whether it be the various propositions. I don't have the numbers in front of me in California or whatever it is.
So, anyways, I wish when it comes to Drew Brees, we should just be talking about football because this is a season that many people believe that the Saints have the best team in the NFL. Hey, coming up next on the show, we just found out that there is around 20,000 tons of garbage in our drainage system, in the pipes. Well, now we know why that New Orleans floods when it rains all the time now. 20,000 tons! Has anybody been doing their jobs? We'll break that down coming up here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. So last weekend at the LSU game in Baton Rouge, it was the first time ever that they legally sold beer. And new SEC, the conference they play in, said, okay, you can, in our stadiums now, beer and wine can be sold. How much booze did LSU fans buy in the home opener last weekend at Tiger Stadium? They sold 27,235 beers at $8 a beer. I'm not that good in math, but that's over $220,000. In revenue.
Let's look at it the other way. How many people does that hold? 60,000?
More than that, like 75,000.
75?
And that was against Georgia Southern, not even a big game.
Hmm.
But when they keep talking about how education, funds for education keep getting cut and cut and cut, this is a pretty good revenue generator for the schools. And they didn't. Those were just the beer numbers. They didn't have the wine numbers. I think they were still looking for those. But what a big game tomorrow night in Austin, Texas, as LSU plays at the Texas Longhorns. That is going to be some game on ABC tomorrow night. Coming up next on the show, they say there is so much garbage in the drainage system in this, underneath the streets of New Orleans. You have to be a mathematician to figure this out. And it's no surprise why we flood now when it rains, every time it rains. Wait till you hear these numbers coming up next on Bayou 95.7.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock, the John Osterlin Morning Show, brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans and Lamarck Ford. Someone texted us and said LSU's Tiger Stadium holds a little over 100,000.
Yeah, I said 60. You said 75?
Yeah, well, the Superdome holds 75.
70-ish.
The Tiger Stadium up there, they've added a bunch of seats in recent years. It now holds over a little over 100,000, one of the biggest yards in the country. So looking forward to that game tomorrow night in Austin at Texas. That's a big one on ABC. So yesterday we heard from the director of the New Orleans Sewerage and Water Board. He's a guy that's had the job now about a year, and I do have confidence in him. He's a new guy that came in. Hell, he's the one that, under his leadership, they found the car in the drainage tunnel in Lafitte Canal in Mid-City, and they took that car out of there because the Sewerage and Water Board of New Orleans is the definition of an embattled company, an embattled lot of people. The new director, well, he's been there about a year now. His name is Ghassan Corbin. Yesterday, he made some news. Again, people around here are frustrated that every time it rains heavy, parts of the city flood. And it's not just that. It's parts of the city that have historically never, ever, ever flooded before. Parts of the CBD, parts of the French Quarter. And so people want to know, why is this happening? Why aren't you doing anything about it? And when people really started speaking up, that's when they found the car in the drainage pipe in the Lafitte Canal in Mid-City. Well, yesterday, the Sewerage and Water Board Director, Ghassan Corbin, said that they've taken a bunch of garbage, a bunch of trash out of the drainage pipes. But there is still at least 20,000 tons of trash in there. He says that they've cleaned out about 500 tons of debris out of that particular canal.
Sounds like my garage, frankly.
And now there's at least 20,000 tons of debris of garbage left in our drainage pipes. So now, duh, we know why it floods when it rains heavy here in New Orleans. And what does that say about the people that were in charge of the Sewerage and Water Board before this guy came in? What does this say about our last mayor, Half Moon Landrieu, who did nothing about this? How do you get 20,000 tons of garbage in the drainage pipes here in the city of New Orleans with no one ever checking, no one ever doing basic maintenance, no one ever doing their jobs? We know the last head of the Sewerage and Water Board, Cedric the Entertainer Grant, he was fired because he said, well, the city's flooding now because it's climate change. And yeah, you can laugh. The guy's an idiot. He knew nothing about sewers. He knew nothing about water. He was just an old political crony of our last mayor, Half Moon Landrieu. So let's give him a $175,000 a year job for life. And he knows nothing about water and nothing about sewers. I mean, never once did he think to look underground, to check the pipes, to see the drainage pipes, if there's anything in there. Come to find out now, there's more than 20,000 tons of garbage, trash, debris, crap that is clogging the drainage pipes here in the city of New Orleans. And by the way, that guy, Cedric Grant, Cedric the Entertainer, for life, he gets $175,000 a year for being a complete failure at his job as the last head of the Sewerage and Water Board. And now yesterday, the new head of the Sewerage and Water Board, along with our mayor, our history-making mayor, LaTweeta Cantrell, they're thinking about proposing a tax on the people who live in New Orleans to raise money to pay for those drainage pipes to be cleaned out, to get all of that garbage out of the drainage pipes. A tax? Are you kidding? Are you insane? Do your job and you won't have to tax us anymore. If you just done your job, you won't have to get more pennies out of us to go clean out those drainage pipes so the city won't flood when it rains hard for a half an hour. They're talking about adding a new tax, a new fee, a drainage fee, and that would be for property owners here in Orleans Parish. Well, of course, people that own the property, they have to pay for everything. Not the renters. They don't pay for stuff like that. But can you imagine the gall and the nerve? Well, we think we might add taxes to the property owners here in Orleans Parish so we could do our jobs at the Sewerage and Water Board and keep garbage out of the drainage pipes. So get to work and do your jobs and clean out those pipes and don't raise our taxes.
jobs you should be doing. If you're going to take some money out of the $175,000 a year that the taxpayers are paying a failed head of the former head of the Sewerage and Water Board here in New Orleans, Cedric Grant. Why don't you have some of his tax dollars pay for that? Because he didn't do his job when he was getting paid piles of money to do it. Here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. The company Heinz, who makes the ketchup, they just made a big announcement. They said, we could tell you the perfect angle to hold your glass ketchup bottle so the ketchup won't come out so slowly. Meanwhile, most of us are, I think, using the squeeze bottles by now, right? But I guess some people who are old school still like the old glass bottles. And Heinz just made a big announcement saying, hold the bottle right around 45 degrees. And that's how the ketchup will come out the fastest, at a 45-degree angle.
I'm taking a wait-and-see attitude about this whole thing.
Anticipation. So the big announcement coming from the Heinz company. Coming up next on the show, yesterday, the father of that Saints superfan, the little kid, Jarius Robertson, that needed a new liver a couple of years ago, and we all fell in love with, well, his father's not a good guy, and he just pleaded guilty and he's to crimes relating to that. And his son spoke out. And we'll tell you what young Jarius Robinson, J.J. Robertson, had to say about his dad coming up next on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock, the John Osterlin Morning Show, brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans and Lamarck Ford. Coming up in the second half of the show, in a half hour, we will do the dumbest things we read all week, something that we do every Friday. And this was a really dumb week.
Short week, but dumb week.
Also, we have an update on the Drew Brees situation, how a lot of people got mad at the Saints quarterback for his telling kids to bring their Bible to school day promotion that he did. It's the group that's behind that promotion that people don't like, and they're upset that Drew Brees associated himself with that group. He spoke out about that. That's coming up. And also, we have an update on the situation at the McDonald's on Canal Street on the edge of the French Quarter, where one of their employees attacked a guy. We put that video on our website, Bayou957.com, in case you haven't seen it. The guy is speaking out, and I don't know, I got a couple of questions about this character. That's all we'll say. That's all coming up in the second half of the show.
We will hear from him.
Yes.
As well.
But I have an update on another story we've been following. This is a sad story, and I don't like to, we like to have fun on this show, but not every story, especially every story that involves the people in and around the city of New Orleans, not every story is a happy one. I know you remember, especially if you're a Saints fan, you remember young Jarius J.J. Robertson. A couple of years ago, he was the young child Saints fan who was dying, and he needed a liver transplant. And so the story went national, and the country fell in love with this little kid. But besides all of us Saints fans, said, boy, we got to do what we can to help save this kid's life. And wouldn't you know that money came in from all over the place to help pay for his medical expenses, including his liver transplant, which he ended up getting. And again, this is a couple of years ago, and he's doing well right now. The problem with this story is his father is not a good guy. And his father yesterday in a New Orleans courtroom pleaded guilty to stealing at least $150,000 that was donated by people to help his son's medical, with his son's medical expenses and his son getting the liver transplant. Well, again, yesterday his father pleaded guilty to stealing at least $150,000, and he took that money that was supposed to go to his child's, to save his child's life. This scumbag took that money and he gambled it away,
And then he bought drugs and sold drugs, and the cops were following him, and they got all the evidence they needed, and they arrested him. And then yesterday here in New Orleans, in a courtroom, young Jerrius J.J. Robertson's father pleaded guilty to stealing the money. His name's Jordy Robertson, and he started an organization named It Takes Lives to Save Lives. And that's where he solicited donations. Perhaps if you're listening right now, you were one of the people that donated some money to that. Well, much of that money was stolen. And evidently, Medicaid paid for the liver transplant. And I've said on this show several times, how many kids, not just in and around New Orleans, but all over America, all over the world, how many kids are born behind the eight ball with just horrifying parents, horrific parents, people who do things like this? You know, there are so many kids out there, they don't have the same chance to succeed at life like you and I do because they come from horrible parents. Like this. Anyways, after his father pleaded guilty yesterday, stealing funds from the nonprofit that he set up to help pay for his son's medical bills and get the liver transplant, young Jerrius Robertson took to social media yesterday. He tweeted. He said, I am so sorry. He said, thanks. Thank you, everybody who has reached out. I hope to regain trust. Again, this is the kid who is writing this. I would like to thank everybody who reached out to me and my family. I love my daddy, but I know there are a lot of good people that have been hurt by his actions. All I ever wanted to do was make everyone aware of the need for organ donation, so that it might help others in need. I love making everybody laugh and having fun. I hope going forward, my family and I can show how truly sorry we are for what happened and try to make things right. Well, it's not your fault, kid. And now his father's going to be doing a lot of time in jail. But when you think of the lowest of the low crimes that you could commit, how about setting up a nonprofit because your child, who at the time I believe he was 12 years old, 13 years old, he was right around there, he was young, he's really small, but that's because of his medical condition, that's why he's not going to get that big. But how lower can you go than to steal money that complete strangers have donated to a charity that you set up that would go to help pay for a life-saving liver transplant for your son, and you took it to go gamble at casinos, and you took it to go buy a bunch of drugs to sell, to do, whatever. And so now young Jerrius J.J. Robertson's father is going to go to prison for a long time, and his young son had to take to Twitter yesterday to apologize. And I'm sure he's got a lot of questions about why his daddy ended up doing that. It just makes you wonder about all of the shady nonprofit organizations around New Orleans and around the country. You know, and I know there's a lot of good nonprofits out there. They're set up for the right reasons, for people to donate and help people, children in need whose families have no money. But boy, oh boy, I saw this story and I was so mad at the father. And we've talked about this because we knew this was coming, because we've talked about the father, how he was caught doing this. But yesterday he did plead guilty in a court of law. And then his young son ended up having to take to Twitter to apologize, and just awful. I have a feeling when this kid grows up, he's going to be a winner. With everything he's been through as a kid, with all the adversity he's faced, I think when he grows up, when he gets into adulthood, he's going to be one of the good ones. All right, coming up on the show again, we'll get to the dumbest things we read all week here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. So, last week, Taylor Swift has the number one album in America. She released a new album.
Mm-hmm.
But that may change this week. It looks like the new album by the rock band Tool,
mm-hmm.
their first album in 13 years.
Love Tool.
I do too. It looks like Tool is going to dethrone Taylor Swift and knock her off out of the number one spot of the album charts. Her fans are not happy about that, and they're going crazy on social media, telling people to keep downloading and keep streaming and keep doing whatever you can with Taylor Swift's new music to try to fend off the rock band Tool. You know, this reminds me of when Nirvana knocked Michael Jackson out of the number one spot on the Billboard charts.
Right.
With their album, Nevermind.
Explain to me the phenomena, though. If you're a Taylor Swift fan and you like not only other things she's done, but you like this album, explain this to me. And I'll give you an analogy after you explain it to me. And it's kind of a trick question because I don't think there is an explanation. What is the fascination with when you like something, you have to like champion it and make everybody like it too? See, I'm the opposite.
It's the culture we live in.
I'm the opposite. If there's something I like, I'd like try to like cover it up and smother it and keep it all to myself. And I don't want others to sully my experience with it, whether it's music. And generally, I am speaking about music. I very rarely will say, oh, you've got to check out this artist or whatever. It's like, no, I want this artist to myself.
It's where we are in 2019. Just like if people disagree with some people, how they feel about certain things, they go after them with torches and baseball bats and things like that.
Well,
again, we can agree to disagree. There is nothing wrong with that.
When I was a teenager, I used to listen religiously on the weekends to The Countdown, American Top 40, with Casey Kasem. You'll find out where your favorite song's placed in the chart. And I hear locally, you'll hear it on satellite radio. It's who cares? I mean, who cares where you? Why did I care where my favorite song 40 years ago finished in the charts? There I go, being an old fuddy-duddy.
Well, look, I'm a big, big fan of Taylor Swift. I don't like her music.
Right.
I'm a just big, big Taylor. Fan of Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
But it's going to be great to see Tool topple her and have the number one album. Well, think about it. Taylor Swift makes pop music.
Okay.
Tool makes music that lasts forever. 25 years from now, are more people going to be listening to Tool or Taylor Swift? I mean, think about 20, 25 years ago, what pop music was big. How many people are listening to Paula Abdul right now? How many people are listening to Britney Spears' old stuff? Oh, I like the old stuff. Man, she sold out with the new stuff. I love the old stuff.
But what motivates people to try to light a fire under total strangers via social media to make... Either Taylor Swift more money or to garner more sales. Whatever happened to just listening to the music and you like it? It's an internal thing. It's an introspective thing. That's what most art and music is to me.
It's that American mentality. Huh. And in the year 2019, Dave Chappelle just talked about it.
Stop trying to spoil the Dave Chappelle Netflix special for me. I haven't seen
it yet. With the Taylor Swift band. I mean, you're either on our side or you suck. You're wrong, and you know, damn that band Tool. But I think it's really cool that Tool, it looks like they are going to have the number one album in America, and they're going to knock Taylor Swift out of that spot in the upcoming week. And I think that's great. And I stand by what I just said. 20, 25 years from now, which music is going to be listened to more? I mean, disposable pop music?
I won't be here to judge, so I don't know.
12 to 15 minute songs by the rock band Tool, and so much cool, wild stuff is happening in those songs.
Right.
It's fantastic.
Ironically, Maynard and Taylor Swift, Maynard being James Keenan, and Taylor Swift, they were the same size.
And one other thing, out of all of the interviews I've ever done in my life, and I've interviewed tons of people in bands, the most nervous I ever was was when I interviewed Maynard James Keenan.
Did he stand with his back to you? Because he's famous for doing that to the audience.
No, he sat about as far as you're sitting away from me, which is about 3 or 4 feet.
Right.
And he has big beady eyes. And I was telling jokes.
Wait
and
a minute. Big beady eyes don't go together.
But he was staring at me with those eyes, and I'm trying to tell jokes. And I almost said, Maynard, stop staring at me.
Right.
But the interview ended up being pretty, and went pretty well. He was cool.
Hmm.
All right, coming up next, it's the dumbest things we read all week. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. The John Osterlin Morning Show is brought to you by the most ordinary man in New Orleans and Lamarck Ford. It's about 8:35 on Friday morning, and this is when we tell you the dumbest things we read all week.
But first,
got a couple runners up.
Yes. Me first or you first?
Here's my runner-up.
All right.
Burglar cooks breakfast, tells resident to go back to sleep. Hey, what a shock. This happened in Florida. Another Florida man story. Authorities say a burglar broke into a Florida home, cooked himself an early morning meal, and then told the resident who lived there to go back to sleep. The home's occupant told investigators he awoke to discover the man cooking and eating sometime after 4 a.m. this past Tuesday. The burglar ran from the house when the resident called 911, but the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office were able to track down the suspect right behind the home. 19-year-old Gavin Krim.
Hey.
He's actually a United States Marine.
Hmm.
And he was obviously drunk.
Hoorah.
He was arrested for illegally entering the home through an unlocked rear door and then cooking himself breakfast.
Early riser, eating at 4 a.m.?
Well, he's a Marine.
Well, there you go.
Semper Fi, he's a United States Marine. And yes. Obviously he had a little bit too much to drink and walked into the wrong house, started cooking breakfast. And then when the occupant woke up, said, hey, I got this. Go back to bed.
Right.
The breakfast is on me this morning. See, I don't think there was really anything nefarious here. This is just dumb, and I think I would choke this one up, chalk this one up to alcohol.
Or choke it up.
Yeah.
I'm getting choked up. He reached for comment. He said, good night, ladies!
That's my runner-up. You got one?
I got one. Builder hired to fix roof takes poop on it instead. Dateline Lincolnshire in the UK. That is over on the eastern border of the North Sea. A homeowner shocked to find a builder he had hired to fix a leak, ironically, had defecated on his roof. A 38-year-old man, unidentified, from Skegness that's a district in Lincolnshire in the UK, said he thought he examined the company thoroughly before he hired them to stop the loft leak. But after inspecting the work, he said he was horrified to find one member of the firm's staff had left a large, I'm reading it, pile of feces behind, which he claimed had even been put down his chimney. The grinning culprit had his photograph taken doing the dirty deed before sharing it with friends. Yes, he did a poop selfie. The homeowner, who wanted to remain anonymous, told Lincolnshire Live, or maybe it's Good Morning Lincolnshire, I don't know. Quote, I needed a leak in my loft fixed. I saw an advert in the local brochure. I should do this like an English accent, but I don't know how they speak on that side of the country. I did my checks. It appeared to be okay, so I asked them to do the work. I went up on the scaffolding and noticed the feces. I was a bit disgusted. I said to them that I would provide toilet facilities in the house and they could use the kitchen when they started the work. They'd even shoved some down my chimney. It's dreadful behavior. End of quote. The 38-year-old man was stunned to find pictures circulating in one of the showing one of the builders grinning at the camera in a photo while doing the said act. The town of Skegness is a very small area, he said. He sent the photo to someone, and before he knew it, it found his way back to him. The photo came back to him. It was that builder on his roof doing that act.
I've dealt with roofers who are full of crap before, but this is ridiculous.
Continuing, he said, I asked the director of the company about it and showed him the photos, and I felt he got very aggressive. After refusing to pay, the unidentified homeowner was then forced to hire another company to finish the job and double check everything had been done correctly. So I guess that's like a happy ending.
So a roofer was hired to fix a leak, and he dropped the deuce.
You noticed that?
On the very roof he was hired to.
You noticed what I almost did there. That means.
Well, those are our runner-ups. Runners up. Here's the dumbest thing I read all week. Drunk Utah woman called police to report drunk driver. She called the cops on herself because when she called the police, she started laughing and then gave the police her license plate number. This happened in Woods Cross, Utah. And she, this Utah woman, just got sentenced to jail time for calling 911 to report a drunk driver while she was the one sitting behind the wheel of her car, drunk. And she gave the police her license plate number when the cop said, oh, there's someone who's a drunk driver on the road. What's the license plate? She laughed and then gave the cops her license plate number. That's 32-year-old Brianna Dawn Hernandez. Yeah, she called the cops to report a drunk driver. When police pressed her for more information, she started laughing and gave her own license plate number and the area where she said the drunk driver was. The cops showed up there, and it was her.
Some damn fine police work.
Yeah. Police, when they got there, they charged her with a DUI and having an open container in her vehicle. Officers found an almost empty bottle of Fireball whiskey in her car.
Mrs. Brewster's mother enjoys Fireball whiskey. Did you know that?
Well, she enjoys it when she's not sitting behind the wheel of her own car, calling police to report a drunken driver.
Yes.
She was sentenced to 12 days in jail for this. And then when she gets out of jail, she's going to be on probation for 12 months.
Right.
So here's another case where someone could not handle her alcohol. She broke the law by getting behind the wheel, and then she called the cops on herself to report a drunk driver.
So moments ago, I did Drill Sergeant Hartman. I didn't do it very well. I'm going to try it again. Ready? Okay. Drill Sergeant Hartman. Full Metal Jacket. 4 inches, Private Bile! 4 inches!
So,
is that better?
If you want to see this woman's mugshot and the story, go to our website. It's there right now. Bayou957.com. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Coming up next, it's our commercial free ride, and we have an update on the story about the guy who was attacked by the McDonald's employee here on Canal Street. And Drew Brees is fighting back to people that are calling him a hater. Stay tuned for those reports on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. Audubon Zoo Uptown, they got a new addition. They have a new baby orangutan. And it just made its debut. Bulan is his name. Or would that be B-U-L-A-N? Would that be Bulan or Bulan?
I'm going to go with Bulan.
Yeah, well, the new female orangutan born at the Audubon Zoo just joined the other orangutans over there at the zoo. Bulan is the second orangutan born to Felis, the zoo's adult female, joining her older sister, Minari, born 10 years ago. So this mother orangutan waited 10 years in between baby orangutans. I'm looking at the picture now. It looks kind of cute. She's sleeping. Her eyes are closed, and she's sleeping on top of her mother. But I love the zoo. I love Audubon. I think it's really cool to go see there and to go there. I know some people don't like zoos because they don't think animals like this should be enclosed in cages, but I know Audubon and the rest of the zoo professionals over there do the best they can to make sure that their animals are taken care of. So if you were thinking about going to Audubon, there's another reason to go and see the new baby orangutan up there. Fun stuff. I don't think you're allowed to bring bananas and feed it. They like to feed their own over there. I'm so excited for this weekend that football's back. Big night tomorrow night as LSU, they go to Austin, Texas to take on the Texas Longhorns. What, LSU is number 6 in the poll and Texas is number 10. But LSU is a six-point favorite. They're supposed to win on the road there in Austin. That's why they're ranked a few spots higher than them in the polls. And that's going to be a big game on ABC tomorrow night. And I mentioned this earlier once this week. I'm going to say it one more time. Around the same time that game's going on, there's going to be Tulane is playing at Auburn. And that's on ESPN2 tomorrow night. And Tulane looks really good this year. They walloped Butch Davis, who was a legendary coach. They walloped his team, Florida International, last week uptown. And so this is the fourth year of their new coach, Willie Fritz. And it looks like he's got that program fully turned around. They made their first bowl game in a long time last year. And they get off to a great start this year, old Tulane. And tomorrow night, they're on ESPN2 around the same time that LSU is on ABC. And what's interesting about that, that game is at Auburn, and they're only an 18-point underdog. You would think, oh, Auburn's going to kill Tulane. Well, they're only an 18-point underdog, and the Green Wave are, and that's because they're looking good so far. And I'll tell you, the coach, it took him a little while to turn this program around. It looks like he's done that. And, of course, Monday night, the Saints open up their season at home here at the Superdome. And if you're planning on going to the Saints game, even if you're not, after work on Monday, we're having a big Saints pregame party right down the street from the Dome at Vintage Rock Club. That's upstairs of Walk-Ons. We're going to be there starting at 3, 3:30. It's an early kickoff. It's a 6 o'clock kickoff our time because it's the first Monday night game of the year, and they have two. They have one on the West Coast a little bit later. So get the festivities started right and join us at the big Saints pregame party at Vintage Rock Club right down the street from the Superdome on Poydras Street right above Walk-Ons. And finally, tomorrow is our big Who Dat Rally and Music Festival. Tomorrow and Sunday, 2 days, LaSalle Park in Metairie. All kinds of bands are playing. On Sunday, we want you to dress as a blind referee because we're giving out prizes to people who are dressed as blind referees. And so I'm excited to go both tomorrow and Sunday to the Who Dat Rally and Music Festival at LaSalle Park in Metairie. For all the details about which bands are playing at what time and which day, go to our website, Bayou957.com. Have a great, safe weekend. Ginty is coming up next. Ginty. He's got your music notes at noon. We'll chat again Monday morning around 5:30 here on Bayou 95.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.